Good morning, Pastor Raymond M. Gordon. On our Monday morning motivation, we pray that you are motivated to live for Christ. This morning, we're back in Ephesians chapter 4. We were dealing with winning with our wounds. And I want to just, in a preparatory way, say all of us are wounded. We've been wounded by our history, our hurts, our expectations. We're wounded. And God comes along in spite of our wounds and gives us a winning solution. That is, that we would put him first, be prisoners, chapter 4, verse 1 of Christ, put others second, and that is with all lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. And then third, put ourselves, endeavoring, the Greek participle, ing, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. And as a result, we get a bond of peace when we are keeping God's Spirit. But this morning, I want to focus on the one ship of the Spirit. That he says, even verse 4, there is one body, the body of Christ, one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Now, the one hope of your calling starts to shine the light on what Paul's about to talk about. One Lord, that's Jesus. No other Lord but Jesus. One faith, that's one trusted truth, one belief system, one faith, and one baptism. That's not water baptism just, it's being placed into the body of Christ. One baptism, which gives us the identification of oneness. One God, that's the Father, and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. And then he deals with the fact that this one God, through the one Spirit, gives us severally, as he will, different gifts. And the purpose of the gifts are to mature and perfect the body of Jesus Christ. So this morning, all of us have at least one gift. Some have more than one. And he mentions some of the gifts, apostles, which are no longer in usage. Apostles were eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ. They saw him and they were commissioned by him. Some prophets, New Testament prophets, they foretell, they don't foretell. And some evangelists, they spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Some pastors and teachers, it's a dual gift. Pastor must have the gift of teaching, but a teacher does not have to be a pastor. So Paul lays out these gifts and he says, verse 12, for the perfecting, teleos is the Greek word, for the completeness and the maturity of the work of the ministry for the edifying body of Christ. And so what Paul is working on, this oneness of spirit helps us to win with our wounds. It helps us, amen, to work in God's vineyard, amen, and keep a balanced mind, amen. And what Paul is dealing with is when we are winning in spite of our wounds, is because Christ is sitting on the throne. When we are winning in spite of our wounds, it is because we've turned everything over to him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. When we are winning in spite of our wounds, God, it's God's power doing it and not our pitifulness. It's God's power. We can win with our wounds, and the winning will change our wounds to worship. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. Trust Jesus in everything you do. Thank you.